Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and I'm very happy to have Doug Osborne in the studio this morning. Doug is the Director of Health Promotion at Sitka Community Hospital. For years, Doug, yes. I've been introducing you as the health promotion, doing health promotion for Search, but you've come across the channel.
Yes.
onto the Sitka side, but still doing the same sort of work and the same sort of health advocacy.
Yes.
For the community that you were doing over at Search, and you have got something planned for Monday.
Monday night is a town hall meeting. Everybody is invited, and the topic is cannabis, also known as marijuana pot. It goes by many, many names, but that is our discussion. It'll be 6:30 to 8 in Centennial Hall, and everybody's invited.
All right. In case you are new to Sitka and Alaska, voters last fall legalized the recreational use of marijuana in Alaska. Communities are kind of wrestling with building a possible commercial structure. That's still to come. But I think Sitka is doing some soul searching about what the legalization of marijuana is going to mean just in the community. And it sounds like the health community is just interested in kind of clearing the air, if you don't mind using that expression, to talk about, some of the health effects of marijuana, just sort of make a general understanding for people who may not ever want to or may not ever have, you know, may not go there, let's just say.
Right.
There's lots of valuable information, lots of misinformation, but what's it going to be? Is it going to be a panel discussion?
Well, the first one was a panel, and the first one was very much about what do we do in public places. And so the city drafted an ordinance, and it's similar to a secondhand smoke or alcohol. It had some similar themes in there. But this one is really more about health and really more about when people personally use it, what are, for example, legitimate medical uses, what could be side effects, and just looking at health impacts for the individual and for the community as a whole, potentially. So it's going to be a little different format. We're going to be in the auditorium just in a circle. And we do have four panelists who have some expertise and have had time to research and come up with an opening statement, and they'll sort of frame the discussion. So we'll start by hearing from them, but then we'll get a chance to hear from everybody in the room. I think everybody could have some valuable information on this.
All right. Who are your panelists?
Well, we have Jeff Art, who is a chemical dependency counselor and brings lots of experience there. We have Orion Hughes Knowles, who ran for mayor last year. He was at the last meeting and has been collecting some information to share. And then we have Dr. Ron Freibusch, who's been a physician for the last 39 years and also has a really good insight into the medical aspects. And then Marita Bailey, and she's the clinical director of Sitka Counseling. So those are our four panelists. And they'll, like I said, they'll start the discussion and then we'll hear from everybody. And people are welcome to have come with questions for panelists, but also to share things that they have found on their with their own research. And so it'll be a good chance for questions, comments, and stories, and it should be a very, very interesting discussion.
All right, and you're calling it the Circle of Reasonableness.
Well, the city attorney sort of described it as one end is kind of a Cheech and Chong situation, totally harmless and great, and another was the Reefer Madness, which was a propaganda film that was in 1938, the year after it became illegal, that was not based in any kind of reality about what smoking cannabis would do to a person. So I think with Sitka, what we're looking for is what would be kind of a reasonable, factual story around this particular drug. And so that's what I'm hoping for, is that it's a good discussion. People listen. There'll be people who have different ideas about this particular drug, but I'm just hoping for a good, reasonable discussion, and everybody leaves feeling a little bit more informed.
All right. What prompted you to create this town hall meeting? Were you sensing that there was there just uncertainty? Was there fear that you were hearing about, that people were just unsure what the effects of legalization would be on sort of the tenor of the community?
Yeah, I think it is a new thing. It's like you said, it's new for all of Alaska. We heard the story earlier about Haines and kind of the way that they're taking it. And so I think it is a new thing, and every community in Alaska is sort of trying to make sense of it. And so I think this is part of it. The city sponsored the first one, and there was an intention or a desire to have several of these. Because the first thing you have to figure out is public use, then maybe look at the health, and then down the road look at commercial use or not. So this is, I think, a series of discussions, a series of town hall meetings. And so I just think it's in the air. People are thinking about it. And it definitely does have health impacts.
So this is the first of several town halls?
Potentially. I would see this is the only one that's scheduled for this particular topic. But I could see down the road, the way the legislation is they sort of have a step-by-step, and that at some point communities will have to make decisions around commercial use. And so I could see there being something along the lines of a town hall meeting or some sort of discussion or process around that issue.
Yeah, you mentioned Haines in the news story from Emily Files at KHNS mentioned that the vote in Haines was 63%
right.
Of people voted in favor of legalization on that ballot initiative. And in Sitka, we think the number was closer to 70.
Right.
And the main character in that news story, who did have sort of a Cheech and Chong sort of aspect to him, said that he thought Haines was the pot smokinest town in that he'd ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
And Sitka is definitely not Haines, and the attitudes and reasons for people voting in support of the initiative were pretty diverse.
Right.
We found in news coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there are just so many perspectives out there.
There is. I know some people have said that they're concerned about youth consumption, but they just didn't want to see tax dollars go for criminal processing. And there's some people who say, yeah, I think it's safe. I think it's an alternative to alcohol or other drugs. So people have different reasons. And so it's hard to say, well, everybody's for it because 70%, they were for voting yes, but what exactly does that mean? And that's why I think it needs more discussion and more thought.
All right. I am kind of curious, just for you professionally, how large is legalization on your radar as somebody who's the director of health promotion at our community hospital?
Well, for me, when I think about, there's certainly with alcohol and drugs, there is an impact. And for me, the ones that have the biggest impact, tobacco, nothing kills like tobacco. It doesn't just kill the user, it's people around them. Alcohol is huge. Since 1995, we've had 7 people drown in our harbors, 100% of them were intoxicated. If you look at all of our injury deaths and all of our injuries and look at the connection between alcohol and injuries, it's huge. So for me, tobacco and alcohol is big. And then the other ones that are very important or on the radar would be heroin and meth, which there's been an upsurge in the last few years, and then prescription drugs, which are accepted. But in this country, every day we have people who overdose and die from prescription drugs. So those are 4 areas that I think we need to look at. And just looking at data and statistics, cannabis isn't on that list. It's not something that you can overdose from. It's not something that people typically have the kind of impairment problems they would with alcohol. So when it becomes legal for adults 21 and older, what will that mean? I'm not sure. But I'm personally much more concerned about alcohol, tobacco, and a drug like meth, where there's no medicinal use. but there's a very high chance of overdose, impairment problems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So in some sense, it's just the newness, the novelty of legalization that has, it's marijuana is in the news every day.
It is.
In Alaska.
It is. So it's been sort of quiet and it's in the news. I'm personally not concerned from a health perspective, but I could be wrong. But I think that it does have legitimate medical uses, and so I don't know what that'll be. And I think it also has a legitimate potential to be misused and to have people rely on it and to have it have a negative impact on them in terms of relationships or finances or a whole laundry list of things. So I think that it's one of those things that, like so many things like nutrition, we just have to get some good information and make some good choices for ourselves. And the other thing is that different people will react in different ways. I had one person who said, yeah, I use it and I get paranoid. But then somebody else say, yeah, I just get relaxed and happy. And somebody else may say, well, it helps me to sleep. Or so it's very, very complicated. There's not just what it is, but there's different strands and there's different ways to take it. You could have it as a pill that's prescribed from a doctor. You could be smoking a pipe that's being passed around. You're getting everybody's germs. It's a different experience. So it's not a cut and dry thing. There's a lot of shades of gray here. And so we just need to validate people's experiences and people's stories and kind of move away from both of those extremes and just say, well, let's just look at this for what it is.
Yeah. We would have liked to have had this town hall on the air. We're doing our annual spring fund drive next week. So we'll have a news presence there, but it won't be on the air. So it's going to be very important for people interested in this issue to show up. And just briefly, Doug, who is your ideal candidate to come and participate, listen, and share in this discussion?
Well, my ideal candidates would be a couple. One, people who are concerned about this. Two would be people that have some information to share. And ideally, it's information. It's such a hard, hard issue because there's been so much, as you kind of referenced, misinformation. And you could say that what we have to do is just really think critically about where it comes from, like who is sponsoring this ad campaign. But if people have some helpful information, that would be great, because we're going to hear from the panelists, but then we're going to go around and hear from everybody. And so everybody's going to have an opportunity to speak. And so I'm hoping that there's some people who can help fill in some gaps. So when people leave at 8 o'clock, we may not be experts in cannabis, but we'll know a lot more than the average Joe.
All right. Doug Osborne is Director of Health Promotion at Sitka Community Hospital. He'll be facilitating our second marijuana town hall meeting in Sitka. This one is less about policy and more about health.
Mm-hmm.
It will be 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the main auditorium at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Folks will be seated in a circle of reasonableness.
Circle of reasonableness.
And there will be a panel of people mainly. It seems the panel is mainly weighted towards people with expertise in healthcare and substance abuse counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is welcome.
Everyone is welcome. Please come on down.
And it's free. And
it's free.
The first of possibly more.
Maybe so. I hope so.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in, Doug.
All right. Thanks, Rob.